Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And it's a Friday getaway day here, the Everyday Saturday community. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back, September 16th. What a great week. A lot of podcasts, a lot of action, a lot of tweets, a lot of emails from people taking their vacation. John Daly, I see you. I see you on Twitter booking that getaway into Upper Michigan. Hey, you guys, it's awesome. I think there's been a big rush on travel bookings this week. That's just great, though. You're listening, you're paying attention, you're taking action. See, a lot of people... Reminds me of the riddle. There's three frogs sitting on the log. Two of them decide to jump. How many are left? Three! That makes sense, Sam. You said it was three frogs and two decided. Yeah, two decided to jump, but none of them actually did. So there's just still three frogs sitting on the log. That's most people. We drew our line in the sand. We threw the gauntlet. That's the word I was going to try to find out. We threw the gauntlet down. We said we're getting away. All spurred on by yours truly booking a Disney trip. Spur of the moment, kind of how we roll here, the Crowley family. But why not go to Disney? Like, why not go to Disney? Why do I got to plan it 8 months out? I'm doing it. We're doing it next weekend, not this coming. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from this weekend, we'll be at Disney. This weekend, I'll be in Raleigh speaking at the Warrior event. If you're out in Raleigh, come by and say hello. Where is it? The Holiday Inn somewhere? I'm sorry. Anyway, I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina, flying out tonight. If you're at the Cincinnati airport, right around 7 o'clock, come find me at Max and Irma's, the bar in the Delta Terminal, having my double bourbon on the rocks just to get me through that little bit of takeoff that happens. By the way, travel tip, I mentioned this. I did an entire podcast about this. If you are traveling and you are in an airport while you are traveling, and your flight is delayed, and it's hours and hours and hours and hours. You get two choices, okay? You be the mopey dope, negative Debbie Downer. Oh, my God. And you yell at that. You just yell at the agent at the gate. Like, nobody else is yelling at that poor individual, you know? You don't understand. I'm going to miss my connection to Fiji. And I'm just... Okay, here's what you do. You do what successful people do, all right? You drop 50 bones, you go to the Delta Sky Club or whatever, American Express, US Air Lounge, whatever it is. You enter in there and you give them your ticket and they do all the booking for you right there. Yes, while you're at the bar having the trail mix and a beer, they are, or your favorite beverage, doesn't need to be alcohol. Not all of my stories revolve around alcohol, so don't try to pigeonhole me, even though most of them do, especially when traveling, because I like to have fun. And then truth be told, I'm not the guy that has a six-pack in his fridge at home. I have no alcohol in my entire house, nor do I. I can't even remember the last time. I think the last time I had a beer was when I crashed my neighbor's Father's Day party, embarrassed my entire family, not because I got drunk, but because I saw him in my kitchen window out the backyard. He was putting up a trampoline for his kids on Father's Day, because that's how most people want to roll, you know, spend time with your kids. So I kind of mosey on over, said, "Hey, Rich, how's it going, buddy?" One thing led to another. He hands me a beer. It's 1 p.m. Next thing you know, I'm sitting at the dinner table with him and his in-laws and his dad and everybody there, and his wife's father was there because it's Father's Day, while my wife and kids are looking out the window like, what? They kept saying, "What's dad doing?" And mom's like, "I don't know, but I don't know what he's doing, but I can assure you he's embarrassing us." So then I texted my wife, said, "Hey, come on over. Rich said to come on over. I'm having a cookout. Are you sure?" "Yeah, okay." So then my kids come over. They're jumping on the trampoline, and we're inside. It's 8 o'clock at night, and my wife kept tugging me on the shoulder while my kids are saying, "Dad, you going to have another beer? Dad, you going to have another beer?" It's like, that's a lot of fun. You can really enjoy yourself. That shows how little I drink, because my kids never see me drink. And when they do, they're like, Dad's drunk. I had one beer. Dad's drunk. Okay. Not on one beer. Okay. Anyway, 8 o'clock at night, Rich says, hey, you want to stay and watch Game 7, Cavs and Warriors that night? It was a Sunday night. I'm like, yeah. My wife's like, no, we haven't even opened your Father's Day gifts, you loser. I'm like, oh, man. So lesson learned there. If I'm your neighbor, don't ever invite me over because I'm the guy that won't leave. I will not leave. I get into conversations. I love talking to people. I'm the guy that slaps the arm around your shoulder. Tell me about your childhood. Where do you work? All that good. What really gets you going? Boy, the steaks were good. That he had some amazing steaks. Boy, can he cook out. Rich hasn't invited me over. I don't know if that's I don't know what to make of that. That was June, middle of June. It's the middle of September. It's been a good 90 days. Hasn't invited me back over. I don't know what to read into that. But anyway, when you're traveling, go to the Delta Sky Club or whatever airline you fly. Have them book your travel, okay? And then you sit there and enjoy. Ain't nothing going to change. Yelling at the agent isn't going to get you anywhere any faster. Sit back, enjoy. I mean, free Wi-Fi, leather, furniture. Are you kidding me? That's the way to do it, guys. I did a podcast on this back, I don't know what it was, 6 months ago because I had that happen to me. And it turned a horrible, could have been a horrible experience sitting in the airport, you know, just on those uncomfortable chairs that don't move and they're like bolted into the floor. Or, come on, man, up in the Delta Sky Club. Can I get you another drink, Mr. Crowley? I'm sure you can. Of course, yes. Thank you very much. I'll have another. And all of that costs you $50. I mean, that's what you're going to spend on lunch in the airport. Okay, so enjoy yourself, and that's the point of the Getaway Podcast today on a Friday. TGIF, thank God I'm free. Are you really free, though? Are you really free? I mean, heck, we're talking about this whole week just booking a vacation, and I know that's caused some of you some serious consternation in your life. I don't think I can. Well, then you're not free. If you can't do it, you're not free. We are free. You're free. Now, here's the problem. You don't act like it, though. A lot of people don't act like they're free. We walk around. Nobody's telling us where to go, what to do, how to do it. I mean, even your boss, you can simply call in sick and go fishing. All right? You're free. But why don't you act like you're free? There's something subconsciously that still, and I know because I was that person. I never called in sick. I drove myself to the emergency room one night during the week. It was a Thursday night because I thought I was having a heart attack. My wife, of course, I drove because I was a control freak. So while I don't know if this is what they teach you to do, when you think you're having a full-blown heart attack, go ahead and you get behind the wheel while your spouse rides shotgun. Don't think that's a good idea. Drove to the hospital. They hooked me up to all these tests. My wife still laughs about it. Nothing happened. Nothing showed. I swear to God, man, I thought I was going down. I thought that was the big one. Now I was like 32, okay? That's normal. Thinking you're dying at 32, working myself to death. But I never called in sick. Even that next morning, I was in work on time earlier, turned the lights on in the office. I was always the first one in, getting in at ridiculous hours, 4:30, 5 a.m. Everybody else gets in at 8. But I wasn't free. But yet I live in a country where we're free. I could have called in sick. Nobody would have even cared if I did it once a month or took a vacation day. Always took my vacation over Christmas because that's when the sales were the slowest, always thinking of the company first. And look, it got me promoted, made me a lot of money. I mean, relatively speaking, a lot of money, 100 grand a year, upwards of that. But was it worth it? No, I missed out on so much, you know. Didn't know I could make 100 grand an hour. Nobody ever told me that. I didn't even know that was a, I mean, someone would have told me that, I would have laughed probably. I wasn't even ready. My mind wasn't even ready to absorb the reality that you could earn 100 grand speaking in 1 hour selling from the platform. You know, or online. I shared my how I got started in online marketing story earlier this week. You can do the exact same thing. But boy, you got to act like you're free. You just got to act like you're free. Let me just share this one thing. And this is crazy. You're going to listen to this if you don't already think I've lost all sense of any brain matter going on. Then you'll definitely feel that way after this one. Mowing my lawn in the morning during the week has caused me to have so much pleasure that my head almost explodes, okay? Think about that. Mowing my lawn during the week in the morning between 9 and 10 takes me about 2 hours to do my backyard because I planted like 27 trees in my backyard. Crazy, man. Last year, I planted 18 forsythia bushes in a morning. I planted 5 apple trees, 4 maples, 3 pear trees, and a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah, I'm like Johnny Tree Planter now. My wife's like, we don't have any room left. because we don't have, I mean, we have a big yard, but not like, you know, we don't live, it's not like we live on a farm in Iowa, you know, I'm just planting these trees. Like, holy cow, I'll tell you, man, I'd like to donate my brain to science when I'm done. I really would, because they're going to find something there, maybe a seed. I don't know. But I was doing my lawn work, mowing, weed eating, landscape, all that stuff, Saturdays and Sundays. Why? Because that's what I'd always done. Even though I've been out of the rat race 10 years, I still am conditioned to do it on the weekend or in the evening. When what? When I'm done working. So just literally just a couple months ago, I fired up the old 33-inch cut walk-behind Club Cadet mower at 9 a.m. The sun's just coming up. I mean, it's still cool. The dew is still on the grass. It's about 68 degrees outside. It's not 98 and humid. And, you know, the dogs are running around the backyard. It's just the roosters are crowing. Okay, I mean, the roosters crowed 3 hours before, but you get the point. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, what's going on? I'm mowing the lawn. I'm not in front of my laptop doing something, doing work. You know, I don't even need to do work. What are you doing work? The one thing I love to do that I'm always going to do is this podcast. I love it. I just love doing this podcast for you. So I do it for you. I don't even have any sponsors yet. I literally am. I could probably monetize this thing at least $5,000 to $8,000 a month. I don't even do that yet. And I teach all my students. They're monetizing their show. I don't even do it yet. Now, I do promote my own products every now and again. But I never wanted this show to be a pitch fest. I wanted this to be the best show you listen to on iTunes. That's my whole goal, is to have, like, we're having a conversation hanging out at Starbucks, you know? And when I started mowing my lawn in the morning just a couple of months ago, it gave me a sense of, like, wow. And then I would push my workday back till afternoon, but then my kids get off the bus and are home from school at 2:30, 3 o'clock, so then I'd push my workday off to, like, 4 or 5 after we have dinner, because we eat dinner really early at the Crowley house. Because my kids eat lunch at like 10 in the morning at school. That's just so, it's crazy. Who the hell eats lunch at 10 in the morning? But that's at school. You got to go. You do actually got to do what they tell you to do there, because they're kind of running the show. But I started shifting my workday completely upside down, working a little bit more at night. I never used to work at night, but I found it to be glorious, because mowing my lawn in the morning completely rocked my world. Isn't that the craziest damn thing? I'm 48 years old. I've been doing this lawn mowing thing since I can't even remember. And now that I'm doing it in the weekdays at 9 a.m., and you might be thinking, Sam, you're the everyday and Saturday guy. Why don't you ever mow your lawn? I don't know. See, I'm learning just like you. By mowing my lawn at 9 a.m. and then coming in, taking a shower, refreshed, have lunch, hang out, play with the baby, get a little bit of work done before the kids get home on the bus, and then that's what it means to be free. I'm learning every day just like you are. Just that simple thing of upsetting my schedule in the right way, completely turning it upside down. Again, it's like booking a vacation. It's just doing it. Why didn't I mow my lawn? I don't know why I didn't. I got to see a therapist. I've got to get to a therapist. And the very first question I'm going to ask him or her is, why did I not mow my lawn at 9 a.m. to start my day? Because it's great exercise, even though it's a self-propelled. I got some hills and stuff. And, you know, when you're weed eating, I got all this stuff to do. I'd break a sweat, probably burn 500 calories. Just a great start to my day. Mr. Therapist, my main question for you, aside of everything, all the neuroses I have going on, all the voices in my head, all the silly crap I do, I need to answer this question for me. Why haven't I mowed my lawn at 9 a.m.? During the week ever before? I don't understand it. Why have I always done it on the weekends? Why was I still doing it? It's the story I share. It's about the bear. You heard the story of the bear? Might have heard a lot of stories about a bear. This is how this one goes. There's a bear that was in a cage. It was 24 feet wide by 48 feet long. And it was in captivity. And that bear would just walk and walk and pace and walk and pace in that little area there. And then they bring the bear out into the woods to set him free. And the crane lowers it down and they lift the cage up and the bear can run. I mean, run thousands of acres in the woods. What does the bear do? Walks 24 feet by 48 feet by 24 feet by 48 feet. That's what they do, man. Why? Because they're in that cage for so long. That's all they're used to. You've been in the cage so long, you're walking 24 feet by 48. You're free. You can do whatever it is you want to do. That's the whole thing why we're talking about booking the vacation. You can do it. It's $1,000. Throw it on the flipping credit card at 25% interest. It doesn't even matter. It's a small price to pay for the memories you're going to create. And everybody that's been tweeting me and sending me the emails, congratulations. How did that feel when you hit book it on that site? How did it feel? My God, immediately your mind rushed right to what you're going to do, the new swimsuit you're going to go buy, the beach you're going to be on, just the memories you're going to make with your loved ones, even if you're not going to a beach. I mean, come on, man. Immediately the endorphins fire up and you're starting to think, I am free. So while you're on the beach with the lotion and the umbrella drinks and the sand in between your toes and all that stuff, think of me walking behind my 33-inch Club Cadet self-propelled freaking mower, which I'm going to do right now, by the way, just smelling success and opportunity in the morning as the day begins. That, my friend, is the ultimate pattern interrupt. And that is what every day being Saturday is all about. You're free. Go ahead and act like it. I'm off to catch a flight later tonight to Raleigh, Durham. Be back and better than ever to start the Everyday Saturday podcast next week. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.